Van Buskirk, scorning Kinnison's advice, had seized the biggest thing in sight, only to relinquish it, sheepishly. He might as well have attempted to wield a bridge girder. He finally selected a tiny bar, only half an inch in diameter and scarcely 6 feet long. But he found that even this sliver was more of a bludgeon than any space axe he had ever swung. Then the armed pair went joyously to war, the Tellurian with his knife, the Valerian with his magic wand. When the Overlord saw that a fight to the finish was inevitable, they also seized weapons and fought with the desperation of the cornered rats they were. This, however, freed Worsel from guard duty, since the monsters were fully occupied in defending themselves. He seized a length of chain, wrapped 6 feet of tail in an unbreakable anchorage around a torture rack, and set viciously to work. Thus, again, the intrepid three, the only minions of civilization theretofore to have escaped alive from the clutches of the overlords of Delgon, fought side by side. Van Buskirk particularly was in his element. He was used to a gravity almost three times Earth's. He was accustomed to enormously heavy, almost viscous air. This stuff, thick as it was, tasted infinitely better than the vacuum that Tellurians like to breathe. It let a man use his strength, and the gigantic Dutchman waded in happily, swinging his frightfully massive weapon with devastating effect. Crunch! Splash! Thwack! When that bar struck, it did not stop. It went through. Blood, brains, smashed heads, and dismembered limbs flying in all directions. And Worsel's lethal chain, driven irresistibly at the end of the 25-foot lever of his free length of body, clanked, hummed, and snarled its way through reptilian flesh. And while Kinnison was puny indeed in comparison with his two brothers in arms, he had selected a weapon which would make his skill count, and his wicked knife stabbed, sheared, and trenchantly bit. And thus, instead of dealing out death, the overlords died. Chapter 16. Out of the Vortex. The carnage over, Kinnison made his way to the control board, which was more or less standard in type. There were, however, some instruments new to him, and these he examined with care, tracing their leads throughout their lengths with his sense of perception before he touched a switch. Then he pulled out three plungers, one after the other. There was a jarring thunk, and a reversal of the inexplicable sickening sensations he had experienced previously. They ceased. The ships, solid now and still locked side by side, lay again in open, familiar space.